This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Aurora Police Chief Vanessa Wilson says trust is broken between residents and police over Elijah McClain's death, but she declined to say whether officers involved in his arrest will face consequences. An independent investigation found police had no reason to stop McClain.
The bottom line is Elijah McClain should still be here today. Nothing I can say here today or changes that I've made or changes that I will continue to make can bring him back, and for that I'm extremely sorry. I want to assure the McClain family and the community that we will continue to make changes to address the issues that were not only highlighted in this report, but also are going to be highlighted in the other investigations that are ongoing.
Wilson has banned the chokehold used on McClain and changed how officers respond to reports of suspicious people. Aurora police face state and federal investigations over McClain's death. Colorado's flu season is significantly less harmful this year thanks to measures taken to combat COVID-19. CPR's Natalia Navarro reports.
The Colorado Health Department has reported only 24 hospitalizations and no deaths due to the flu this season, which started in September and will continue through May. By February of last flu season, more than 300 people in Colorado had been hospitalized for the flu. There is no predominant strain of influenza circulating in the state, and there have been no reported outbreaks in long-term care facilities. I'm Natalia Navarro, CPR News.
The National Weather Service says Denver should expect heavy snow tonight. This is CPR News.